Thabo Mbeki Foundation hosted the third annual Thabo Mbeki lecture themed Africa Claiming the 21st Century. Delivering the lecture for the night was former president of Cape Verde, Berto Pires. Pires believes that Africa will claim the 21st century and will revive the ideals of Africa as a single entity. Amongst hundreds of scholars who attended the lecture was South African singer Simphiwe Dana. Unisa Radio caught up with Simphiwe Dana, and she believes that Africa is on the right track in becoming a world-class continent. Dana says a lot is being expected too much too soon, but she is optimistic in the economic success of the continent.
You know, I think, Tina, we run the danger of being overly negative about Africa, you know, because maybe we expect too much too soon, you know, and we expect saintly characters from people. You know, I mean, we've had a very long struggle. Three centuries is really no joke. You know, and immediately after independence, it was to be expected that there would be a dive, you know, in how the countries are doing. You know, and so for me to start seeing how we are opening up to each other on the continent, you know, to do trade. And to just like that cross-pollination of ideas, you know, I think it is a very big and positive step. You know, there's so much to be positive about on the continent. And Tina, we've been so groomed by our media to always focus on the negative and to sensationalize the negative. And that renders us powerless, you know, because it reinforces our victim mentality. You know, and a victim mentality makes you feel helpless when you feel a victim.
Simphiwe believes that African artists who feel more inclined in unifying Africa can do so through music, and that can be a recipe to success.
I don't think that all artists have to carry this burden. You know, some of us just by expressing our lives in music, our emotions, we already do enough to validate the next person's feelings, right? And beyond that, you know, those who feel, you know, much more inclined to do more, you know, for me, I always say, anyways, that the first point of unity, you know, on the continent will be that gap will be bridged by music. It is the easiest way to actually get people talking and to get people identifying with each other. If we as artists on the continent actually would collaborate more, so basically cross-pollinate our cultures. You know, I go to Kenya and I work with an artist from Kenya, and another one comes from Malawi to Kenya, you know, and we all do, like, you know, those kinds of things. So I bring my culture to Kenya, and maybe I go to Senegal. We do collaborations. That would be the first point of entry. And I don't understand why our leaders are not getting that, you know? That if you get the people to identify with each other, then business will be easier to do. You open those doors. Art.
The award-winning artist says that she believes in Africa and she's very optimistic about its success. Ignatius Mutsumi, reporting for Unisa Radio, the African voice is all about you.